Our next question is from Laura in California. And Laura has a 27-year-old Appaloosa mare that has had her first episode of uveitis in one of her eyes, and it happened about a month ago. She said the mare's otherwise healthy, but should she expect this to be a regular problem given her age and her breed? And if she does lose sight in her future, what are some things that she can do to help ease the horse in that transition?
Well, Appaloosas do have a predilection for uveitis. Most commonly, they'll get there's several different types of uveitis. What I would assume we're talking about is going to be called equine recurrent uveitis, which does mean you're going to have flare-ups. And those flare-ups are pretty common, and usually that horse has to live with them. It's just something we have to manage around. Your veterinarian could provide medications to alleviate those symptoms, but as far as a cure, it's pretty difficult to get a complete cure. One thing that can be a big help is to apply a really good quality fly mask that has UV protection, and that's going to keep the dust and other allergens from entering that horse's vision field, and then as well give shade and keep the bright light out of that eye, as the uveitis is very sensitive to sunlight. As far as transitioning into a life without sight, you know, putting that horse in a paddock that doesn't have any sharp objects or corners, rounded corners are good. You know, make sure all your tree branches are trimmed so we don't have low-hanging branches they may run into. And then hay nets can be a very big problem with those horses that can't see, because they tend to smell that hay and go up to forage on it, and they'll actually puncture their eye because they can't see that hay bag up at eye level. And so those are some of the things I would do as far as management goes. And then, you know, once that vision has declined to a point we don't think the horse is seeing, you know, don't change the paddock. You know, we want to try to leave everything the same so they can know where things are.
Now, uveitis is pretty breed specific, and it's one kind of eyesight issue that we see in horses. Are there other ways that horses can lose their eyesight as they age? And if so, what should we as owners be looking for as far as behavioral change that might show us or indicate that the horse isn't seeing as well as they used to?
Yeah, there are some cancers that will affect older horses, especially those that have lightly pigmented eyes. And so we want to look for any abnormal growth along the eyelids or the third eyelid or the actual eyeball itself. So, you know, that's one thing your veterinarian is going to look for when she's doing a physical exam on that senior animal, is examine those eyes closely and look for any abnormalities as far as the globe of the eye is concerned, and then the eyelids as well.